The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. This is the testimony of John. When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to him to ask him, "Who are you?" he admitted and did not deny it, but admitted, "I am not the Christ." So they asked him, "What are you then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you?" So that we might give an answer to those who sent us. "What do you have to say for yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as Isaiah the prophet said." Some Pharisees were also sent. They asked him, "Why then do you baptize, if you are not the Christ or Elijah or the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie." This happened in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. The Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to John to ask him, "Who are you?" And John the Baptist admitted and did not deny it, but admitted, "I'm not the Christ." Okay. Here's something I've never explained to you before that you might find interesting. Why do people keep thinking that John the Baptist is the Christ? Why do they think John the Baptist is the Messiah? And John has to keep saying, "I'm not the Messiah. I'm not even worthy to unfasten the strap on his sandal. He's coming after me, but I'm not him." Why does he have to keep saying that? Here's why. It all goes back to the prophecy of the book of Daniel, okay? The book of the prophet Daniel didn't just tell you that the Messiah was going to come. Daniel told you when the Messiah was going to come. And let me make a real long story really short, okay? Daniel said that the Messiah would come 70 weeks of years, or 490 years, from the time when they began to rebuild the walls of the city of Jerusalem after the Babylonian captivity. And you add up all the years, and it ends up being 29 AD. And you say, "Well, geez, John the Baptist, Prophet Daniel got it wrong, right? He was off by a year." Well, no, because you announced the coming of the king from the arrival of the herald of the king, and that was John the Baptist. So that's why everyone was looking for the Messiah and wondering who he was. So here's John the Baptist down in the desert, and he's preaching with authority right at the place where the nation of Jerusalem began, and naturally they're all asking, "Who are you?" Right? "Who are you?" is also the question that they asked Jesus as soon as they saw him. "Who are you who can command even the winds and the seas? Who are you who confound the Pharisees and the scribes? Who are you to bust out a bullwhip in the temple? Who are you who speak in the divine first person? Who are you who forgives sins when only God forgives sins?" And Jesus, remember, Jesus wants to draw your faith out of you. The more you show faith in him, the more he'll show you who he is, which is why Jesus turns the question around. He says, "Who do you say that I am? Who do you say?" And that's the question we ask during this Christmas season, isn't it? What child is this laid to rest in Mary's lap is sleeping? Who do you say that I am? It's the most important question you'll answer in your entire life. It was our saints for the day, Saints Basil and Gregory, who dedicated their lives to answering that question. 4th century AD, no sooner had the persecutions of the Christians ended, that an influential priest named Arius arose up out of Alexandria in Egypt and denied the divinity of Christ. Basil and Gregory dedicated their entire lives to proclaiming the divinity of Christ against Arius and all those, and most of the world had gone along with him. Most of the bishops of the church had gone along with him, and they proclaimed that Christ was divine, because if he wasn't, then God has not drawn us to himself. He has not taken our sins upon himself as though they were his own. He's not Emmanuel, God with us. And it was the conviction of Basil and Gregory that helped steer the church back towards the truth. And now we're living in times of great confusion once again, aren't we? Great confusion. Our confusion these days, comes from just about everywhere. But you know what's needed more than anything else? Men and women of deep conviction who make an absolute claim for Christ. You don't need to be bold about it. You don't need to raise your voice and shout. But you do need to be deeply convinced, because if you're not, your warmth cannot spread to anyone else. So you and I, we need to deepen our own faith in the Lord. Because remember, the more you believe in him, the more he shows you who he truly is. Let's redouble our faith here on this day and ask for the prayers of the saints to help us. Saints Basil and Gregory, pray for us.